Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 4, Contract Management Requests. RFPs and other requests will determine who partners with you, so they need to be the best. Choose your bidders and design your RFPs carefully. Once you have all the information, carefully evaluate your options, taking compliance into consideration. By doing this, you are more likely to find success in your future endeavors. Choosing potential bidders. Open bidding is problematic, causing you to wade through a sea of unqualified candidates. Before issuing an RFP, it is useful to request that the experience and skill sets of companies be submitted early. This is called an RFI, or Request for Information. The company issuing the RFP will determine which skill sets and abilities are necessary for the bid to go forward. Before looking through submissions, make a clear list of what you need from a bidder and use it to guide your decision. In the end, you only want to choose from a few select options. This information will also prove useful when evaluating
Created
RFPs.
With free version for non-commercial
RFPs
use.
And technology. Creating an RFP requires balance. The necessary qualifications and requirements must be clear, but be careful to avoid making the requirements too difficult. People will not bid on unachievable goals. Additionally, be careful to make the RFP equally beneficial for all bidders. Closed and sealed bids will protect privacy and prevent information from reaching bidders ahead of schedule. Fortunately, technology is making it easier to create RFPs. Different companies have automated contract management systems that provide templates of RFPs and contracts. Many of these systems also help monitor the rest of the contract management process, such as scoring. They can help improve the process, but they do not replace the role of the contract manager. Calculating value. The design plan is all about how you and the company plan to reach the goals and dreams that were lined out in the discovery and dream phases. This part of the model focuses on what needs to be done to reach these goals and reach the progress
Created
needed.
With free version for non-commercial
Generally,
use.
This part is carried out by a small group of members that concentrate on how to move forward. But it can be done with larger groups as well. Anyone in this group is encouraged to remember to use positive language and encourage their coworkers to think positive in their work. Making a choice. After determining how to calculate the value for different bids, it is important to have more than one perspective. A panel of people from various departments and who have unique perspectives will provide a well-rounded evaluation, which will reduce bias. Rank the bids from the first choice to the last. After the top choice is made, the contract should be negotiated. Do not make a public announcement until the contract is finalized and signed. If the negotiations with the top bidder fail, you can move on to the second choice to negotiate the contract without offending anyone. Case study. Chris accepted 5 different bids from vendors for his organization. He was highly focused on keeping the price down, but he also wanted quality service. Mike was in charge of customer relations and gave the
Created
first
with
bid
free
the top
version
choice
for non-commercial
because the employees
use.
Were highly trained. Chris, however, favored the cheapest bid, bid 3, because he wanted to save the company some money. Chris felt that the customer service would fall in line once the bid was accepted. Mike, however, was not so sure. He knew that the company had a high rate of turnover and offered very little training. After discussing the options with the rest of the panel, they chose bid 2 because it was less expensive than bid 1, but offered more training to employees than bid 3.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.